This is the Excess Malarkey podcast. Like Excess Malarkey, but without the comedians telling jokes on a stage. You have to pay for that.
Hello, I'm Phil Jupiter Soff of Nevermind the Buzzcocks, and you're listening to the Excess Malarkey podcast. You didn't pay for it, did you? You did?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Excess Malarkey. Would you please welcome onto the stage your host and compere, Mr. Toby Haydock!
Ha ha! Well, welcome. Give us a shout if you've been to Excess Malarkey before. Give us a shout if you've never been to Excess Malarkey before. The freeloaders and glory seekers. Hello! Well, you're welcome, even though you're taking advantage of the fact that we've got somebody off the telly on and don't come the rest of the year, but that's fine, I'll learn to love you. But those of you that have never been before, let me just initiate you by saying I'm Toby, I'm the compere, I'm quite a benign compere, I'm not one of those horrible compares you might get at a sort of Friday, Saturday night comedy club where they sort of go, hello, where are you from, that's where idiots live, and hi, what's your job, that's a job for thick people, and hi, you're probably a shit. But I will chat, and I might occasionally make you feel awkward or desired, but that's fine. Your door fee doesn't count as consent, but I'm working on that law.
I've been the host of Excess Malarkey for 14 years. Yeah, because my career's on the up. It was originally at a place called Scruffy Murphy's, which was where the whole malarkey came from, because it was called Murphy's Malarkey, because it was alliterative, and in a genuine Irish pub, I had a shamrock outside. So we moved to a better venue, which was Remedy, which was then closed by the council, because rather than police Valleyfield, they're just trying to turn it into a ghost town, which is what the city needs in a time of recession. And then we moved to Queen of Hearts, where a new area manager came in, and read from the same storybook as the last one, but that actually coincided with us finding the lovely Platt Chapel, and we came and had a look around Platt Chapel when we were still in the Queen of Hearts, and just went, well, this is a no-brainer. So we vacated the Queen of Hearts with no undue haste, and here we are, and I think it's the best thing we could have done. What was the question?
I
don't think that was the answer, but it was a monologue, you know, in our first 3 months in operation at Platt Chapel. We'll have had Jason Manford, Stuart Francis, Alan Cochran coming to try out some new material, and the Christmas special guest, who, as I speak these words, hasn't performed, but as you hear these words on the internet, may be a thing of the past, in which case, have a look, because that person's picture will be on our website. And you could go, damn, I missed that. I must now go to Excess Malarkey every week just in case that I miss something of a similar ilk. So who have we got? Hello, who are you? You're a woman. Excellent. Good, we occasionally let them in. Who are you? Hello, Joe. And what do you do, Joe? You work for a lettings agent. And what do you allow people to do? Do you see what I did there? I use the word let in a different way to the way that she uses the word let in her professional capacity. And as a result, hilarity ensued. What would you say to, if you were to let this building, Joe, what would you say about it? Tall ceilings, is that good? Is it? Why? Are we all growing? Or do you just work at a lettings agency in Brobdingnag? That's the place where the giants live in Gulliver's Travels, for those of you that deserve to hear my jokes. It's going to be a long night. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Tale of Two Cities. Yes, well done, good. And this fucking gig, by the way, it's going, excuse the swearing, I occasionally have to do it to get a cheap laugh from the students. I'd love to just talk about Proust and Chekhov, but the education's not what it was. It's Manchester, for Christ's sake. This was a gig in Oxford. It would be bicycle jokes all the way.
Tickle my balls. It's the Excess Malarkey podcast with Martin McCutcheon and Dan Nightingale. Shut up, Martin.
Is the special guest actually here?
Nope. Of course he is. It's me.
Afraid not, ladies and gentlemen. There's some sci-fi that needs watching. So, no, we have... look, it's an absolute delight. We are very, very blessed by the comedians that support this comedy club. This is an actor who has not played this club before, so has absolutely no loyalty to have to do it as a favour or anything like that. He's done it because he's an absolute superstar. There's food and karaoke afterwards. If that's what you've come for, you're a fool, because we have a fantastic act who I'd like you to make feel very welcome now by stamping your feet, clapping your hands and giving a big, warm, excess malarkey Christmas party, last time of the year. Round of applause for Mr... Phil Jupitus!
I've just done my first ever gig at Excess Malarkey here on a beautiful December evening, and I have heard tell of this club for many years, principally from the people that run it. And when people are that enthusiastic about a place that they run, you tend to think, when you get there, it's not going to be anywhere near as good as they are saying it is. And actually, Excess Malarkey was better than Rods or Haydo said it was going to be. And in fact, yourself, Rich, I know, and Rich as well, it was always told me that I should come up and do it. Admittedly, the first time they asked me to do it, I wasn't doing stand-up comedy at all. So when I started doing stand-up again, then... Team Excess Malarkey just redoubled their efforts to get me to come up here. So I have, of course, come up and taken a considerable financial hit in order to play their club. but it's really... the reward was in the laughter and the smiles of the audience. Hello, this is Phil Jupitus off of Nevermind the Buzzcocks and QI... and the yet-to-be-made panel game, That's My Sandwich. And you are listening to the Excess Malarkey podcast.
And I snogged him. The funny thing is that I know Haydoke's incredibly jealous.
Literally, I know as I said those words, Haydoke's little heart broke. Oh! Captain Jack!
I did. Bless him, he didn't French me back, which was really because we were just filming trails for the show at the end, and he did this. I'm John Barrowman, and I'll be hosting Never Mind the Buzzcocks tomorrow on BBC Two. And I just turned around to him really slowly, and he turned back, and we ended up snogging. And he didn't tongue me, which I thought was very decent of him. And a little disappointing for me. He could have slipped me the tongue, I wouldn't mind it. It's Barrowman. He smells like a sweet shop. I have been told that this is the finest comedy club in the Northwest, and I shall continue spouting that to anybody that will listen to me. You've been very lovely, thank you.
So, first thing, I've got a bit of a confession to make. Sadly, I've been taking the Mickey out of Sepp Blatter for most of the evening, and I've just been looking on Twitter, and apparently... the poor fella was actually beaten up this evening, so I feel a bit bad about that. But apparently the bloke that beat him up then shook hands with him afterwards, so... doesn't really count. And the story has a happy ending, because on his way to hospital he met a woman and they fell in love, but that's what happens if you travel to hospital by tram. And there was a racist lady on a tram.
I'm Stuart Francis, and you're listening to the Excess Malarkey podcast on BBC.
Okay, hello, this is Quaithe McDonald. I am an Irish comedian based in Manchester. I'm officially Manchester's favourite Irish comedian, according to someone last week. A title I've decided to claim now, just to annoy Andrew Ryan, who's the only other Irish comedian in Manchester. It's I've played Excess Malarkey for years. It's just the most wonderful club in the world. It's basically a feel-good gig for comedians and audience. It's the kind of gig that not just makes you want to be a comedian, but it reminds you why you are a comedian. Because you get to, it's not lowest common denominator, it's never set up like that. It's always to enjoy yourself and push the boat out and an audience that responds to people taking chances and stuff. So it's magnificent for that. My favourite Excess Malarkey memory. My first ever open spot in Excess Malarkey, which I'd say was about 2002 maybe. I was living in London at the time, and myself and my then housemate, another comedian called Gary Delaney, who's gone on to great things, we were driving up from London, and the motorway was closed because of an accident, and we were a large chunk of the bill because me and him were both on. So we were supposed to be 4 hours. It took us 7 hours to get to Manchester from London. The entire first section of the gig was just apparently Toby filling in while someone was ringing us going, nope. And then they had to have a break after an hour of Toby doing an hour improvised, God love him. Then we got out with the car and literally ran in. Gary went on first because I was driving the entire way. So he did 10 minutes, which went very well. I did 10 minutes, which went well as far as I can remember. And then we had to get back in the car and drive straight back down to London again because we both had work in the morning. And it was still one of the best gigs we did that year because it was just, at that stage in your career, there's a lot of people who come, like headliners come back and do Excess because it's such a lovely gig. But the other side of it is when you're a new act starting off, it's probably the biggest audience when you first play. It's probably the biggest audience you've played to. And it's an amazing experience because it's such a positive, nice audience. You know, and it's kind of always, it's kind of the memory you've got to keep in the back of your mind for when you're doing Christmas gigs in Liverpool, as I will be in a couple of weeks. It's that little memory in the back of your mind that just reminds you that you once were funny and maybe funny again.
And but that also means we have an ethos about giving acts that are newer to the circuit or giving acts that you won't see at weekend comedy clubs a chance to learn their trade on the stage like this. And we keep it nice, and if you want to say anything to anybody that's on stage, that's what I'm here for. We'll have a bit of banter. It will only turn nasty if I tire of you.
Hello, I'm Adam Rowe. I'm from Liverpool. And if you want me on Twitter, I'm at Adam Rowe Comedy. And it's the same for Facebook as well. This is my first time at Excess Malarkey, and I really enjoy my gig tonight. The only thing I'm proud of my council estate roots, is that I've now come out of that council estate without any sort of STD, right? To be fair, mate, I haven't had a test to prove that, so... Let's just say the one girl I managed to convince to sleep with me didn't really look like she'd had too many sexual experiences. She was 8. No. I know that's cheap, but I fucking love that joke.
This is Queen McDonald. You're listening to the Excess Malarkey podcast, which will be somewhere on the internet in between the paedophiles and the porn.
Oh, yes, by the way, some of you might have read today's Daily Mail. I hope it was by mistake. In which they revealed the BBC's subterfuge. Did you see that? If you watched The Frozen Planet, the bit with the polar bear and the baby polar bear, apparently that was a polar bear in a zoo rather than a polar bear in the wild, because that was probably... I know, it's shocking, isn't it? I mean, because David Attenborough in the voiceover said, this is absolutely not a polar bear in the zoo. No, he didn't. And but the BBC hid it from people. They only gave it away in a behind-the-scenes little segment that they hid on the internet. The World Wide Web! Was where they hid their callous subterfuge. So thank goodness that paragon of virtue, the Daily Mail, who I think only heard about it because they were listening into somebody else's internet. But it's almost as if they had to find something that wasn't a scandal and make it seem like a scandal to make it newsworthy, to criticise somebody that didn't do stuff that was scandalous with fact to make it newsworthy. But that would suggest that they were all a bunch of swines whose moral dipstick was too drip short of bone dry. But let's just I'll leave that hanging in the ether whilst we plan their downfall and decide exactly whose backs are going to be to the wall when the revolution kicks off. But, for the sake of balance, did you know those people who hang around in Albert Square? They don't! They're actors saying words to kid you! The swines! Scandal! They only give it away in writing at the end of the programme. How was I to know? I tried to go there once! They have a laundrette! Does it wash clothes? Not at the BBC. And if it did, it'd make them all white. Anyway, I could go on forever. That was a longer way of saying that those things. So now, next, but after some delay, he's probably died. But it's all right, we have somewhere to bury him, which is... nothing any other comedy club can claim. So screw you, 256. Oh, good. So, and all those years ago, I mean, Stuart was a very highly thought of, well-known comedian then, and he's since gone on to do wonderful things, and the rest of us are still here. So good. Thanks. Good for him. And he very kindly, when I said we were moving places, sent out a thing, and he's very kindly come and played for us tonight. So, with gratitude and with graciousness, and it's the last time we have to do it this evening, ladies and gentlemen, please give a big warm excess malarkey welcome to Mr. Stuart Francis!
Wow. Thank you. Wow. Oh, you've stopped. Thank you. I hope I'm everything you want me to be. I love you too! Sorry, I'm used to playing bigger rooms.
He's changed.
Hi there, I'm Stuart Francis from Cracker Jack. I'm here at the XS Malarkey, one of my favorite clubs to perform at in the entire world. You heard me. I said XS. First time I ever played here was, I'd say, about 12, 15 years ago, a different venue, obviously, because they're now located in the Platt Chapel. So it's every time I come here, it's better and better. I just love the audiences. It's pure. It's the way it should be. Long live XS Malarkey. Toby obviously vets the performers and just wants to put on the best for the wonderful crowds that show up. So it's always good. There's never been a bad act. You heard me. I'm sure there has, but I have no recollection of that. I did that joke in Ireland, and they found it offensive. Yet shoving a Coke bottle at mass was okay with them. Been a joy, my friends. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening, guys. Thank you.
Stuart Francis, ladies and gentlemen. Aren't we lucky? Well, thank you to Stuart. Aren't we very lucky? We're very lucky, and I'm very, very, very grateful to him for coming down. I firmly believe that there is a place that we can do comedy where you don't have to appeal to the lowest common denominator, where I don't have to take phone calls from agents that want to get somebody off the telly to do their thing that will get them on the telly. We just put on a really good comedy night here. We do it every Tuesday. We don't charge very much. We can only do that if we get people coming and paying very little on the door. That's all we ask, is that you come every Tuesday, and if you enjoy it, you tell your friends. So please do that. We start again on January the 10th. We've got some very good people coming next year, but again, there's no point in them coming unless you fill the place. So like that film Field of Dreams, we have built it. You just need to come. If you need a fluffer, I'm your man. Yeah, we've got Dave Longley headlining. We've got Seymour Mace from TV's Ideal. We also, I know, have a couple of acts of some significant profile who in the first 6 months of next year have already booked up some space to try out new material for various shows. So there's lots of exciting things going on.
Hey, you bugger, you dirty bugger, you're listening to the XS Malarkey podcast, so keep listening or we'll kill you.
Now, I would like you to welcome on stage our next act, who is marvellous. So stamp your feet, clap your hands and give a big warm welcome to Mr. Dan Nightingale!
Happy Christmas! Hello, everyone. How are you? Are you well? Oh, you're in good voice. Good afternoon. My name is Daniel James Nightingale. I'm a 34, 26, 48, 19, 01772, 74. Yeah, I'm a comedian. a Northwest comedian. So, we're at Excess tonight doing the comedy for the Christmas special, which is a gig I've done so many times I wouldn't be able to remember. I'm going to actually try and specifically remember how many times. I bet I did it for the first time in 2003 as an open spot. They let me do paid 10s, paid 15s, paid 20s. Eventually let me compare when Toby let someone else do it when he was ill or in a different fucking time zone. And yeah, I've been a headliner for about 5 years, I think. Excess is an amazing gig. The thing, I mean, if you talk to comics around the country, but ones around the Northwest particularly, this isn't just a great gig that they've grown up with that has probably helped them grow up as a comedian. They probably used it as a social club as well, because Tuesday's a night that they don't work, and it's quite a lonely life. It's quite a solo mission stand-up. And so to be able to come to a gig on a Tuesday, which was let you in and treat you as a friend, was amazing. On top of that, it's always been a beautiful gig. So in terms of memories, the memories blur, but in a great way. I think if you say, oh, what's your favourite memory of, like, you know, La-Di-Dar in Birmingham? You go, well, I've played there 8 times and I've had 3 good ones, so one of those. But here, I've had so many good times here, so many good memories. Yeah, it's an excellent club that's on the up again after a difficult couple of years. So that's even nicer that my memories now aren't of a place that's deteriorated, as it had done in sort of 2009 into 2010. It was not the gig it was. They'd moved venues, they'd been forced out. So now to think of it in a sort of second era is amazing. I've got the memories from old Excess, and we feel like we're building something new.
Watching Dan Nightingale there shows you two things. The Northwest comedy circuit is the best in the country, and somewhere there is a ska band with a saxophonist who doesn't have a hat anymore. That was good for a segue into the break joke, which are usually just rubbish.
Hi guys, this is Jesus, and you're listening to the Excess Malarkey podcast here on Smooth FM.
Platt Chapel was a derelict building, and Hazel and Sophie took it over and did it up out of love. And that was a community venue where we're also a business, we sell alcohol, but our emphasis on youth work and making a space that anyone can come to, if anyone's got any ideas, anyone wants to volunteer. It's just a space where anything can happen. The website is www.plattchapel.co.uk, or you can find us on Facebook, Platt Chapel.
Follow Excess Malarkey on Twitter, at Excess Malarkey. That's an X, an S, and the word malarkey spelt correctly, not with a double L and no E. That's no sort of malarkey in this neck of the woods.
You have been listening to the Excess Malarkey podcast, produced by Richard Massara, Lee Martin and Toby Haydock, with special thanks to Platt Chapel, all the acts that performed, and to you, the audience, for listening. For more information, visit us at www.excessmalarkey.com or find us on Facebook or on Twitter.